You mentioned the issue of tumor lysis syndrome. Obviously, that's been a really important and interesting issue since the drug first became available. Where are you today in terms of how you actually attempt to prevent it and monitor? And are you following still the package insert sort of box algorithm?
I definitely still follow the package insert box algorithm. In fact, I sometimes am even more careful than the box algorithm. So a patient with reduced renal function, especially an older patient, even if they're, you know, on the lower end of moderate risk, I might admit them for the first time or two till we figure out how well they can clear the byproducts of the cell lysis. And so I really do follow it quite aggressively. I also often get two sets of labs at, say, 4 and 8 hours rather than just the 6-hour labs, and then the 24-hour as well.
And with that approach and, you know, the dose escalation, have you actually seen cases of tumor lysis syndrome?
You can see laboratory tumor lysis syndrome. I certainly see elevation in phosphorus, elevation in LDH. Those are pretty common. Uric acid usually beat down with allopurinol, which I usually start at least a week ahead of time, as well as I usually give IV fluids more than the package insert necessarily says as well, and then that usually takes care of that. But I haven't seen any dangerous tumor lysis following that. The main issue is you do need to get the labs back in a timely fashion, and I think that that sometimes is challenging in a community setting.